Kia ora, ko Tūwhenawarawa, Ngā Tanahira, Pukuwingwa. This is your Wātea News. Te upoko o te ika is preparing itself for a tense few days of level 2 conditions and even an escalation to level 3 depending on whether a weekend tourist from Sydney infected anyone else with COVID-19. Adrian Wagner from Radio Te Upoko says Wellington is a village and everyone will know someone who has to be tested or is self-isolating because of a casual contact. About 80,000 Māori live in the region and he says the various Māori and iwi health providers are entrenched in the vaccine rollout. Like many businesses, the radio station is making plans in case staff have to start working remotely.
Still not as bad as it was in Auckland when the second lockdown happened, but still it's up there. And people freaking out, that is up there, and we've had a bit of a run on things in the shops. Toilet paper, you go to the shop and the whole blooming shelf's gone.
Level 2 restrictions mean Saturday's Māori Samoa rugby match will be played without a crowd, but Te Upoko will broadcast commentary. Meanwhile, additional COVID-19 testing stations have been added in Wellington, Wairarapa and the Kapiti Coast. The Health Minister says yesterday there were 6,999 tests nationwide, including 2,100 in Wellington, five times the number of the day before. Priority is being given to individuals who have been at a location of interest at the specified time and individuals who are symptomatic. In the lead-up to the Pacifica tests, the All Blacks squad is in South Auckland today and tomorrow, engaging with Māori and Pacifica communities. All Blacks head coach Ian Foster says a key part of the squad's preparation is being in a community outside its regular base. Last year it was Whakatane, and this time it's South Auckland, which has had a tough time of late with two community outbreaks of COVID-19. The All Blacks will be hosted at several community locations where they will be part of events which include an awa ceremony, an umu cooking experience, a community organised health expo and a vaccination centre and a local church hosted workshop as well as surprise visits to two local schools. New Waitangi Tribunal member Derek Fox says he's just a simple country boy from Mahia but he can play a useful role. The veteran journalist and former mayor of Wairoa says he's not overawed being in the company of professional historians and lawyers. He will bring a generalist perspective, 50 years of experience in the news media, including reporting on and participating in tribunal processes, as well as a good set of eyes and ears.
Awful lot of reading to be done around the claims. There are researchers who will produce the material that tribunal members will be able to read and follow up on and listen to when the hearings are held. So it really is a time for calm consideration is probably how I would see it.
Other new members include conservationist Kevin Prime and educationalist Hannah O'Regan. And that is your Wātea News.